Museum director Heidi Zuckerman Jacobson stands on a busy street corner in downtown Aspen. Rising above her is the new four-story Aspen Art Museum, still under construction.
So the reason I like to start here is because the city of Aspen was very gracious and has allowed us to create a commons around the museum.
She says the commons area is a place for people, plants, and art.
So we have planters on either side, and you can see they're very complex. They're undulating forms which mirror the woven screen as well.
The screen is a woven composite grid wrapping the building's exterior. The Contemporary Art Museum is hard to miss, both because of its size, 33,000 square feet, and because of its innovative design. Five architectural elements define the structure: the woven screen, of course, and then a handmade roof truss, a glass elevator, a grand staircase, and striking skylights underfoot. Zuckerman Jacobson leads us into the building to one of six primary galleries.
This is Gallery 5. So there's a consistency to the design of all the galleries. They all have the tinted concrete floors. They're all 14 feet from the floor to the base of the beams. It was really important to me that the walls were totally pristine, so you don't have a single switch or an outlet or anything on the walls.
When the museum opens, this gallery will feature abstract paintings and drawings from artist Thomas Apps. The German-born artist created work specifically for the debut exhibition. Because the museum is a non-collecting institution, all of the artwork is on loan. To protect it, the galleries are climate-controlled and tightly secured.
I love the building, but there are some new art museums where the building kind of overpowers the art. I don't think that's going to happen here.
Former museum board member Larry Marks helped plan the new building. He thinks the museum's programming, the artwork on exhibit, is world class, and now the building will be.
I personally think this will be considered one of the best spaces for viewing art in the country of a small museum. But for a small museum, I think it'll set a really great standard.
Watch your step.
Director Heidi Zuckerman Jacobson steps over some construction materials still strewn about the site. Our group is near the end of the tour, and we're back at the museum's front door.
This is another key feature of the building. This is the glass curtain wall. And Shigeru's idea is that contemporary art can be intimidating for people. So you can stand out on the street and look in and see what you're going to see before you see it firsthand.
Architect Shigeru Ban envisioned visitors would navigate the building in the way a skier traverses a mountain, from the top and descending floor to floor until reaching the bottom. His vision brought the outdoors inside.
Shigeru really honors the fact that you live in Aspen, you like to be outside. And so you're obviously inside here, but you really get a sense of the outside everywhere in the building.
And on the roof, the scene is backdropped by Aspen Mountain. Here, construction workers are putting finishing touches on a roof deck garden sculpture. When it opens, this space will have Aspen's only unobstructed rooftop view of Ajax that's open to the public. Attorney Andy Hecht is on the tour. He owns property nearby.
I mean, I think it's, in the last 100 years, it's probably will have the biggest impact on Aspen of any design event, any public space.
That's one observer's opinion. The public will get to decide if they agree when the museum opens with a 24-hour celebration on August 9th. Marcy Grivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.